ॐ ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनाशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः
कृष्ण महानिश प्रभजत जीवाय
Demilitarized zone here between North and South Korea, or what? There's plenty of room up front. Feel free to move up.
I offer my respectful obeisances under the six Goswamis, namely Sri Rupa Goswami, Sri Sanatan Goswami, Sri Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Sri Raghunath Das Goswami, Sri Jiva Goswami, and Sri Gopal Bhatta Goswami, who are always engaged in chanting the holy name of Krishna and dancing. They are just like the ocean of love of God, and they are popular both with the gentle and with the ruffians, because they are not envious of anyone. Whatever they do, they are all pleasing to everyone, and they are fully blessed by Lord Chaitanya. Thus, they are engaged in missionary activities meant to deliver all the conditioned souls in the material universe. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the six Goswamis, who are very expert in scrutinizingly studying all the revealed scriptures with the aim of establishing eternal religious principles for the benefit of all human beings. Thus they are honored all over the three worlds, and they are worth taking shelter of because they are absorbed in the mood of the gopis and are engaged in the transcendental loving service of Radha and Krishna. Isn't it nice to have someone who's worth taking shelter of? It is the preoccupation of living entities throughout the material world to take shelter somewhere, because it's a natural constitutional position of a living entity to seek shelter. However, I'm cheated again and again by taking shelter of those who are not worthy. However, when we find the person who's worthy to take shelter of, we feel that our heart has come home and we can give our full energy and feel that we're making progress with that energy, not investing it in places where we will again be divested of the assets that we thought we had. And the example of the six Goswamis also is so available for us to follow because of the way in which Srila Prabhupada set up our ISKCON movement. It's based on the example of the six Goswamis of Vrindavan. And if one follows the process of hearing and chanting, being absorbed in the scriptures for the purpose of coming to a very pointed meditation on the Holy Dham and the Yoga Pit, where we'll visit tomorrow, where the Lord is eternally, he appears and he's eternally present in his eternal pastimes, as mentioned in the very beginning of the Brahma Samhita. And this is something that one can divert one's attention to, away from the many other suggested professions and areas of study in the world. For instance, sometimes people are thinking about, of course, it's good to have a basic profession to make one's way through the world. This is not a bad idea at all. Even Bhaktivinoda Thakur and other great Vaishnavas had the wherewithal to move within the material world in expert ways and to support themselves and their families. However, when it comes to one's full, giving one's full attention, as mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Tasmad Ekena Manasa, Bhagavan Satvatam Bhati, Shotavya Kirtitavyascha Deya Pujascha Nityada. Sutta Goswami says, therefore, Tasmad Ekena Manasa, keep your mind fixed in one place, a Bhagavan Satvatam Bhati, on Bhagavan, who is the protector of the devotees. And then, how? Shrotavya kirtitavyascha, especially by hearing and chanting. And dhyaya pujascha nityada, and meditating, and offering puja, and doing it all the time. And so oftentimes, I was just having a discussion with Priya Kishori this morning, and we were talking about how there are so many ways, so many areas of study that one can focus one's attention on. So I was saying that if one were to get a PhD in Srila Prabhupada's books, such a person would not be disappointed. I mean that PhD subjects in the Sandarbhas and also in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. How about that? Would you be disappointed? Would you be in demand in the world if you had such knowledge, if you went deeply within the Bhagavad Gita and became a student of the Bhagavad Gita, so much so that people would call upon you when they wanted to know something about the Bhagavad Gita? Where's that verse? Or even more, how does the Bhagavad Gita all hang together? Or what does it all mean? In fact, we have one student in Japan, Vanchatita. He's dedicated his full attention in life to teaching the Bhagavad Gita, and that's all he does. And recently, during Gita Jayanti, the Indian government heard about him. There's this personality in Japan who relentlessly teaches Bhagavad Gita throughout several times a week. And people come and they assemble there. Japanese people come in Osaka. Now he goes to Okinawa. And whether there's 3 people or 10 or 100 people, he consistently teaches Bhagavad Gita. Have been doing so for many, many years. So they called on him and they said, could you come to Kurukshetra for the Gita Jayanti and present on the Bhagavad Gita? One will be honored all over the world if he knows Bhagavad Gita. People will call upon such a person. So there's no loss whatsoever. So the Goswamis, Nana Shastra Vichara Naika Nipuno Shadharma Samstapako, to establish what is the real purpose of life. They studied all these scriptures, and now we have them at our fingertips, which is another kind of miracle. At this particular time in history, we have that available. We can follow in their footsteps and study very deeply from the Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the 6 Goswamis who are very much enriched in understanding of Lord Chaitanya and who are thus expert in narrating his transcendental qualities. They can purify all conditioned souls from the reactions of their sinful activities by pouring upon them transcendental songs about Govinda. As such, they are very expert in increasing the limits of the ocean of transcendental bliss, and they are the saviors of the living entities from the devouring mouth of liberation. And so the Goswamis, throughout their writings, bring our attention to the main point of focus in Kali Yuga, and that is on Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the savior of everyone in the Kali Yuga. And by studying whom, one will come to know all about Vrindavan and the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Therefore, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said by Karabhajana Muni, Deyam sada paribhavagnam abhishtadoham tirtasparam shiva varinchi nutam sharanyam prityartiham pranatapala pabhaptipotam vande mahapurushate charanaravindam. Karabhajana Muni says one should worship the lotus feet of the Mahapurush. And when we were at Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's house the other day, we saw who the Mahapurush is. This Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who appeared to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya in 6-arm form. So what was he holding in the 6 arms? Kamandalu. He had and the other hand and the staff of a sannyasi. So kamandalu and the staff, this is his feature of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as a sannyasi. Then what? And the bow and arrow as Lord Ramachandra and flute. So when Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, as we heard the other day, had wanted to instruct Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we thought he was from an inferior class of sannyasis. And he also thought that Mahaprabhu wasn't qualified. He said, you're only 24 years old. Besides that, you're very good looking. He said, this is not a good idea. He said, first thing that happens when you take sannyas, everyone's going to come and bow down to you. That's not very good for spiritual life. And so Mahaprabhu agreed to be instructed by Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, who did so for 7 days, and Mahaprabhu didn't say anything. And after that, he, being asked by Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, began to speak about the meaning of the Vedanta Sutra. And the explanations of that and the Atmarama verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam were so astounding to the mind of this great scholar that he began he had a sneaking conviction was coming into his mental system that, this is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And when he began, his heart started to go towards Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the Supreme. And then he gave himself, he surrendered. And Mahaprabhu revealed this transcendental form of Narayan to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And the Chaitanya Bhagavad has it that when he did so, he said to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, do you still think I'm unqualified for the sannyas? Now that you see that I'm the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Deyam Sada Paribhavagnam Abhishtadoham says, one Karbhajan Muni says, here's where you can put your full attention. You can meditate always. Deyam Sada. How frequently can you do it? Always. You'll benefit by keeping your attention on the Mahapurush, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Why? And what will happen? Paribhavagnam means that the material world is full of embarrassments. I try to keep the body very fit, and I try to make it look okay. It's like, do I look all right? Yeah, you look all right. But inevitably, it'll all go to seed. The whole body will start to fall apart. And there are various diseases that are very embarrassing. You know, one will not be able to take care of oneself at a particular time. And there are other kinds of embarrassments that come upon us in the material world. What are they? Name three.
Taxes.
It's very embarrassing to work very, very hard to make money from the sweat of one's brow and then have someone come along and say, thanks, I'll take that. And what else? Old age is very embarrassing too. Why so? Because I'm attached to being young, looking young, and it's the expectation that we should be young. Drink Pepsi. Maybe it didn't drink enough Pepsi. And then what's another one? What? Ill health. Similar. Ill health. Call of nature, which could come at any time and sometimes very forcefully. If one began to make a list of the various embarrassments that one encounters in trying to maintain the facade that, you know, I'm the body and I'm actually okay. And people say it all the time when we approach them for preaching and say, here, have a look at this. And you go, I'm okay. And so the Karbhajana Muni says, paribhavagnam. Paribhava means all the embarrassments that I have because I've misidentified myself with the material world. He said, you can get relief from that. In fact, all those embarrassments, gum means that something is taken away, it's killed, it's completely destroyed by meditating on Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet. And what do you get in return? Abhishta doham, which means exactly what you're looking for, your heart's desire. Abhishta doham, everyone say. Abhishta doham means that I know I'm looking for something, but I'm not really sure what it is. I haven't identified it yet, and in fact, I've misidentified it. I'm looking for love in all the wrong places, as the famous song says, and I'm trying to find my fortune in a place where it can't be found. But when one finds the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Karbhajan Muni says, you'll get not just what you're looking for, but it will fulfill your inner desire more than you could ever expect. It's like coming home. And then he says, tirtaspadam, that the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are the repository of all the holy places. And therefore, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that even if one can't come to the holy dham, if one simply regularly bows down to the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or becomes his devotee and just follows him and says, who are you? I'm a follower of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That's what I do. Then one gets the result of going to all the holy places because they're all there within the holy feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then he says, Shiva Vrinchi Nutam Sharanyam. Says, Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva surrender. They take shelter at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the implication is then why wouldn't you? If Brahma does and Shiva does, wouldn't you take shelter of the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Brahma comes, incidentally, according to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, as Haridas Thakur, as we heard the other day when we were at under the Siddhabha Kul tree at the place of Haridas Thakur's bhajan. Madhavananda Prabhu was telling about how Brahma prayed because he had made an offense to Lord Krishna by being puffed up and thinking, I'm so powerful. He said, please make me take birth in a situation where I'll be the most downtrodden and I'll be forced to be completely humble in all ways. And so he took birth as he's called Brahma Haridas. And that's his appearance in the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with Lord Brahma. And what about Shiva? He's a Dvaitacharya, because he's known to be a combination of Mahavishnu and Sadashiva together. And he appears in the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as a Dvaitacharya. So these great personalities are taking shelter of Mahaprabhu. So then Karavaja Muni is convincing us, then why wouldn't you do that? Why take shelter of somebody else? Of who's that Canadian pop singer? That's way old. The new one, well, he's probably old too. What's his name, the little punk? Yeah, Justin Bieber. A lot of people take shelter of, is that his name, Justin?
Yeah.
Justin Bieber. And you could take shelter of Justin Bieber. And think about Justin Bieber, listen to his music, and pine over the moves he makes, and you know, it's like the new tattoo he has and things like that. And people do, millions of people do. But Karavajan Muni's saying, no, keep your attention on Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's the best of the best, the coolest of the cool, the most powerful of all powerful. There's nobody better than Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Tirtasparam Shiva Varinchi Nutam Sharanyam Brityartiham Pranata. He says that if someone becomes a servant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he won't be disappointed. If you become a servant of many other people or causes in this world, you'll be disappointed. But if you become the Britya, the servant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you'll never be disappointed. In fact, Prabhupada was commenting after the devotees, when the devotees first came to India, and they went to Sharat, and people went nuts because they're so pious there. They came out of their shops, out of their houses. When they saw these devotees, and these were effulgent devotees, you can see the film of the devotees going through the streets. They're beautiful. Anybody would want to see these devotees come. But when they saw Western devotees, this has never been seen before in the history of the world. These Western devotees coming with tilak and wearing dhoti sari and chanting this Prem Sankirtan and going down the street, dancing. They came out of everywhere. They came rushing, thousands of them, tens of thousands of them. They were taking the dust from the street and putting it on their bodies. And they were worshiping these devotees. And Prabhupada commented later, he said that those who take to the movement of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they follow the four regulative principles and worship Sri Chaitanya, they become worshipable all over the three worlds. People will recognize that when someone becomes a devotee of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, Brityarti Hum, Pranatapala. And then he says that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet are a boat. If you want to get on a solid boat that will take you across the ocean of material suffering, any suffering here in the material world? Any lately?
Yes.
Within the last hour? Yes. In the last 5 minutes?
Yes.
Constantly. If it's not one thing, it's another. It's I was discussing with Navina about he has to maintain this building, and he just said it's constantly falling apart. And it's a fairly new building, too. And we were remembering how there's a list of all the different kinds of destruction that take place in the material world. You know, there's a partial destruction, pralaya, that takes place. And half the universe, the lower part of the universe, gets wrecked. And in the slightly higher planets where the demigods live, there's a description of this in the Bhagavad, also in the Brihat Bhagavatamrita. The residents there have to get on airplanes, billions of them, and they have to go to the higher planetary systems to get away from the destruction. That happens no matter where you live, even the higher districts of the universe. And then there's a full destruction of the universe. And then Rupa Goswami describes that there's also what's called, or Jiva Goswami describes in Tattva Sandarbha, that there's also what's called a continual destruction the material world is always being dissolved right around us, and just like this building. He says, you know, I get it all fixed, and then an hour later, I get another call. I got to go fix, the tiles just popped up because it got hot, and then it got cold, and then it rained, and then, you know, the new tiles just popped out, and you've got to fix it. And everything's like that in the material world, constantly having to fix it. So the material world is this ocean of intolerable suffering. But if one joins the movement of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, just become a devotee of Lord Chaitanya and take shelter of him, then it means what it means, according to this verse, is you're getting on a boat, and that boat will take you across the ocean of suffering back to the spiritual world. So the Goswamis are the ones who are teaching in great detail about why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of God and why you should surrender to him. Most people don't know about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Even in India, if you travel all over, they'll know about Krishna, Govinda, Radha Krishna, and many of the different avatars. But you say Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and they'll say, I don't know, who is that? And so there's a great scope for spreading the Sankirtan movement, not just all over the world, but even here in India. There's people who don't know about this boat that's leaving the material world, taking everyone back to the spiritual world. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the six Goswamis, namely Sri Rupa Goswami, Sri Sanatan Goswami, Sri Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Sri Raghunath Das Goswami, Sri Jiva Goswami, and Sri Gopal Bhatta Goswami, who kicked off all association of aristocracy as insignificant in order to deliver the poor conditioned souls. They accepted loincloths, treating themselves as mendicants, but they are always merged in the ecstatic ocean of the gopis' love for Krishna and bathe always and repeatedly in the waves of the ocean. Did everybody have a good journey coming here? When I first started going on pilgrimage, a friend of mine told me that when the trouble that you take to get to the Dham is counted as tapo divyam, divine austerity. And even if you're, he told me, even if your plane happens to crash and you go down in a ball of fire, on your way to the Dham or your way home, so you get credit. Lord Jagannath says, he was on the way here, he was on the way home, then there's no loss for you because that's what you were doing. That's why you were moving around the earth. So what was your experience in leaving one Dham and coming to the next? Navina Prabhu, here comes the microphone.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Yeah, just if you go back one slide. One slide back. It was pretty amazing at the train station yesterday. It was like a transcendental riot. Because we kind of went in there and just set ourselves up in the nerve center and like in the brain, in the strategic place. And the kirtan was going for 3-4 hours, and the Goswamis kicked off all the association of aristocracy, and the devotees kicked off all their shoes. It was like wherever I looked, it was like somebody was kicking off their shoes, you know. It was like, and the people, even though they were dashing to their trains, it was kind of like the unspoken rule that this is too serious. You have to oblige, and people were very blissful. Of course, we gave some stickers and some lollipops and a few books to all the policemen and military and conductors and everyone around. So they kind of obliviously just looked into the sky and while the whole thing happened, and box after box of books went out. How many books?
1,500 books.
1,500 books. So it was...
Haribo!
And it was like a meltdown because I saw certain people they wouldn't take from the first person, but by the fourth time they get approached, they're kind of like, what's going on here? They're just incredulous. It's like, you know, they meet a European guy, then an American guy, then a Chinese girl. They get hit from all the sides. After a while, they just, okay, all right, I give up. And there was a good crowd hanging around. It was really blissful. So, yeah, I just saw that when we allow ourselves to actually surrender, that we are part of this Sankirtan process, and we let go of our own aspirations and programs, then it can become blissful. Certain few glimpses, small moments.
We saw the films on Facebook. By the way, it's up to 80,000 views now. The train station. 80,000 people have watched it. Something. I mean, it's not in Gauranga territory, but it's definitely a lot. And you know what it looked like to me when I looked at it? You know, Harinam in the train station with books going every direction. It looked like the old-time Hare Krishna movement. It reminded me of what I was just talking about, the devotees who got off the boat from America and came charging into the Sharat and down the streets of India, and they could understand within their hearts, the devotees who were doing that this movement couldn't be stopped, and they felt so joyful about having found it and being part of it. Let's greet his grace Madhavananda Prabhu. Hare Bol! Well, now our heart's desire is really fulfilled, because we've been feeling separation, and Krishna Kund, Hare Bol! I didn't see you there. Ananda Murari Prabhu. Yeah, I was thinking also as you're passing the microphone that trains, our train station antics are kind of like the opposite of a terror attack. I mean, the terrorists, they can think of ways to blow stuff up and disturb everything. And we do it, but it's in a way that it's, they're never the same, of course. But it's eternal benefit for everybody. It's the same kind of tactics. You know, like you said, we get in the nerve center and then all of a sudden, boom! Hare Krishna, we're here, you know. And it's going to be really hard to get us out. And the books that start going out, they infiltrate the society. You know, we're really a subversive organization in a way. But it's all good. And that's exciting. Because I'm sure that terrorists have a lot of fun thinking about how to blow stuff up. I know I did as a kid. We used to get firecrackers, and then we'd put 5 or 10 together, and it's like, isn't there anything bigger? You're like, get an M80. It's a fourth stick of dynamite. It's like, what can we blow up now? You know, as people like to blow stuff up. But the Hare Krishna movement, it's blowing up the whole misconception, the bodily conception of life, and actually, that's the real fun. Everyone wants to have that kind of fun. And you can only do it positively by joining the Hare Krishna movement. Ananda Murari.
I was appreciating, there's just pretty much every major Harinam and book distribution session that we had, there was always just seeing the residents of Puri and how inherently they're just devotees. And when we were in the train station, there was one, he was a devotee, he's actually initiated a devotee. I think his name was Madhava Prabhu. And he was helping us distribute books, and then I was asking him, how do you say clap in Oriya? So we were telling the people to clap. And then when we had a huge crowd, we handed him the mic, and I asked him to say something about the holy name, and he just got like fired up. he just went for it, and he quoted like Nam Namakari Bahude Nijasarva Shaktis, and he quoted so many sweet verses. He who is Krishna, he is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Jagannath. And just like all these really sweet verses, and he just got like, you could tell he just had that fire in him. So I was just appreciating the people of Puri. And then he had a huge kirtan at the end too.
Did he get on the train also? Or was he came there just to help out? Or he just happened to be there? Oh, he works there.
The railway station.
Amazing. Yes.
I was with Bhakta Trevor, and we stopped one man who happened to be the head engineer who fixes the trains. And he said, come with me to my office, and I'm going to have you distribute to all my coworkers. And he goes and introduces, oh, this person's the boss of this and that. This person's the boss of this and that. We gave them all books, and a lot of them were very educated, knew English, and knew Oriya, and they knew Hindi. And another experience I had is when... I think you mentioned this earlier, that when you don't know the language, it's a lot easier to distribute books. And I had that experience that, you know, I would take my shoes off, I would hand them a lollipop, a sticker, a book, and then the card. And I could tell a lot of them, you know, they wanted to give me the book back, but I just acted like, I don't know what you're trying to tell me. This is all I know. And then they would be very bewildered, and they say, okay, I guess I have to give them a donation on it. I would just stand there like a fool and just, okay, that's all I can do.
Yeah, it's amazing. You can see the psychology unfolding.
Hare Krishna. When you were asking that, how did you feel when you were moving from Jagannath Puri to Mayapur? I was thinking actually during the book distribution, when you were describing them, that now we went to Jagannath and now we are going back to Mayapur. Actually, they were very appreciative that we were going from places to places, from dham to dham. And they were, and actually most of the people over there who came to that platform, seeing all the devotees from China, Japan, from USA, they were actually asking a lot of questions about the books. Or Lord, there was one guy who we gave Laws of Nature book, and he was asking more about it. He said, can you explain me the entire book in a nutshell so that I can read it? So it was
this is the Hare Krishna movement. And you know, it's moving from the dhams, and while doing so, distributing the holy names and books and prasadam everywhere you go. And this is the abhishta doham. This is what actually fulfills the desire of every living entity to do this yajna as fully as possible, to stay absorbed, as Madhavananda Prabhu was telling us, to have a personal gambira, a place where you can go very deeply. Like this morning, I was so deeply affected by being in Puri. I thought, let me really focus on my japa and sit down and you know, hear every syllable and everything. I felt inspired from everything that we heard there. And as we stay constantly within the sankirtan by hearing and chanting ourselves and then going out to distribute to others, everything else manifests from that. Everything else good happens in our life. And I was listening to Prabhupada as I was getting ready. And he said, don't worry. If you dedicate yourself like this to be fully absorbed in the Sankirtan movement, he said, Krishna will take care of all your needs. He'll take care of you if you do this. And on the topic of prasadam distribution, go ahead, Shraddha. After that, I'll tell my prasadam story.
Two things I wanted to share. One was that as I was getting ready to board the train to come here, I was thinking about how, you know, the discomforts that I would experience on the train and the dirt and things like that. And then a thought struck me that, you know, so 500 years ago, so many used to come around the same route, and they didn't even have the luxury of, you know, being on an automated vehicle. They would walk through the, you know, rain, the mud, and the slug. And I was like, I'm very lucky, actually, to be walking the same places as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had walked. So that was one.
It's very parallel. You know, the Jagannath Puri and Mayapur are like two rooms in the same house. And that corridor that the same devotees walked with Shivananda Sain from Navadvip to Puri and then back is the same corridor we're walking in also. And chanting all the way. As they went, they would chant this Prem Sankirtan. And, you know, everyone they met, they'd invite them to join in the party. Even Shivananda Sain brought the dog in. Yes, Madhavananda Prabhu. Here comes the mic. It's not loud enough because this is directly tied into the internet, so they can't hear unless you say into the mic. It's only 80,000 people, so.
Thanks for letting me come in the room nice and quietly also. I appreciate it. I was just in regards to her comment, I read some old accounts, some historical accounts about what it was like for the Yatris coming to Puri before the British made the train lines, and there were a lot of deaths. People were coming. People would walk for months. Old people coming, and people in particular, that they would come to die. And their families would just drag them along, and a lot of them would leave their bodies on the way. They didn't have proper food. There wasn't proper hygienic things, and it was very difficult. That's why you see along the old roads in Puri, they have a lot of pukkurs and trees for the yatris. Maharaj Pataparudra was said to have made a lot of, planted a huge amount of trees on the road from Bhubaneswar to Puri, which they recently cut down to widen the road, but it's another thing.
That's amazing. And you see at Rath Yatra in Puri, there's people going in and out all day long with stretchers, just pulling people out. And I always admired the, you know, the people that they go in there, the ambulance is constantly going around.
Yeah.
I think people know they're going to get, you know, smushed in there and probably faint because of the heat. But they still go in anyway because they have so much devotion.
Another quick mention. We have a friend. We're always looking for research and things. We have a friend who found an old manuscript in Bengali that described what it was like for the Shivananda Sain's party, going from what it looked like and how it was formed. It was very interesting. On the outside, they first had guards in the front and back. And leading the procession, they had the ladies. And then they had the senior Brahmins and other persons, and then they had the children and old people on carts, and they had foodstuffs and like that, and then more guards behind.
That's amazing. Wow.
So I was just wondering, you said about traveling and how was that? I was dragging my feet because I hated the fact of having to pack again and get on a train and my mind was going, But then I started praying to Lord Chaitanya because I know that whenever I pray to Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, that they make things so much easier in my life. So I started praying, and by the time we got to the train station, I was so happy to hear the kirtan and to take part in it. And like you said, it was like the old days. It was like, yes! This is like the old days. Okay. And the people were just so excited about the kirtan. There was people dancing everywhere. And then to see the book distributors passing out all those books was amazing.
There's a picture of you on Facebook. I saw it. You're standing back there with a huge grin on your face watching the whole thing, and I was appreciating how you were appreciating.
Yeah, it was wonderful.
1,500 books last night at the train station.
And the other thing I really loved is spending time with Shraddha's sister and her husband in our train compartment. I got to know them, and it was just such a pleasure to be able to spend time with them.
You can't not get to know somebody in those train compartments.
And then on the way here, I got to know Krishna Kund better, and that was really awesome. So it was a wonderful trip.
Satyadev Prabhu? You're raising your hand on behalf of... Very nice.
昨天在普瑞的火车上 拍摄那种情景，是我人生第一次看到的那种情景，第一次。那种情景呢，每一个奉献者，外国的奉献者也好，中国的奉献者也好，他们手里面拿着书，每个人呢就像一张渔网一样，把就是相当于把那个进火车站的人都在那兜着发给他们书，有些人漏了。 这张碗漏过去了，那张碗又来了，又上去了，又去兜他们，就这样。而且每一个人，他们那种欢快的精神，我在旁边看着，我都很激动。本来呢，我这个人不容易激动，是一个很淡定人，根本不会心烦不会动的。我就默默的看着，一个一个的看着他们的表情，看着他们怎么上去。 像以往一样，兜着那些就是进来的人，向他们派出，真的那种精神，我第一次那么感动了我。 还有呢，在那个地方呢，派出所，原来我对派出所这个事情呢，我不这么重视，说老实话，不这么重视。后来呢，在那个情况下呢，我就突然想起一件事情来。我读的初中的时候，大概初二的时候，我从一个垃圾堆上的一个车里面就捡到几张纸，大概那个是那个，大概有20多页的书，那个纸，那个纸呢是什么？是一本被撕烂掉的书，那个是当时苏联卫国战争的时候讲的，那个名字叫敲钉状元，敲钉状元，上面就讲到了一个小孩，是个少年，他当初的话，他是钉那个子弹箱了嘛，钉子弹箱，他通过敲钉那个子弹箱，用钉子钉那个子弹箱，别人呢，比方说那个10分钟钉一个子弹箱，他那10分钟就可以钉4个子弹箱，当时他就获得了卫国战争时期的，反正那种英雄的称号了嘛，被评为社会主义那种相当于劳动积极分子，啊，我就想当时这个事情就鼓励了我，当时我读初二的时候，这个事情对我做事情影响很大，对我以后的成长很大，所以我就联想到派书这个事情了嘛，这个派书就说不清，我们派出这些书的话，以后会对什么人产生什么样的作用，简直难以意料。特别是对一些少年，因为我看到你派书的时候，有些少年，有些青年整不好，他们就会像我一样受到很大的影响。这就是今天我要说的。
Now, if she can get all this,
Hare Krishna.The experience what I had yesterday in the train station actually is a very shocking experience to me. And I was actually in the beginning, I was just standing there and witnessed the whole thing. And I was totally touched by the effulgence, happiness of those, all of the devotees. When I watched all of the devotees of distributing the books, I just feel the devotees from everywhere.Doesn't matter which country they are from, they are just like holding a big net. And this net is to catch everyone from who are coming from outside of the train station or come out from the train. Then the net is like a kind of filter. See, if this group of people hasn't been held by this net, then there is another net to wait for them, and there is another net to wait for them. So,I was really impressed about that. I have to say I'm very touched because I am a shanti type of person. It's very hard to make me feel excited or happy or something like that. But when I watch about this, I just feel there is something there in my mind. Actually, it reminds me of another thing is that when I was in the junior high, I...find a torn book. The book has been torn to pages in the garbage can. And I grabbed that because when I was younger at the time, it's hard for us to read books, so that's a kind of treasure to me. So I get this book, I start to read it. That is a story about a young boy who is joined the Civil War in the...Soviet Union book. It's the young boy to join the Civil War, and he has been trained to nail kind of box, and that box is kind of weapon used in the war. But anyway, he's very ambitious, and he became the champion of nailing that kind of box. Anyway, after reading that book, I was strongly inspired.And that kind of book is very inspiration, it's a kind of good inspiration for the people like the generation to me. So that made me to link about how significant, how meaningful of the book distribution, because all of the books will go to everywhere. So you never know who will actually get this book and read this book and be hit by the words in the book. So maybe the book will be seriously be read by some of the young people, and for them read it, they won't be go deviated about the path of the real purpose of their life, just like I did, because I have been making some waste of my life. I went to the wrong ways, but finally I'm come to the right way. Basically, what he's saying. Thank
she
you so
did
much.
It. Natchari Armarman, Natchari Armarman, Natchari Armarman, Natchari Armarman. Hey, Natchari Armarman, Natchari Armarman, Natchari Armarman, Natchari Armarman.